Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Ah, the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Throwback Thursday. By the way, 1997 is our Throwback Thursday, celebrating the Marlins' win over the Indians back in the day.
When that happened, I was 6 months deep into a relationship that has lasted me 25 years.
Oh, that's funny. Me too. What year did you get married?
2002.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it took you a while. It took us like a little over a year.
Well, we just started dating.
Oh, okay.
In 97.
Yeah, we did too.
We got engaged in 2000.
We met in April of 97. No, I'm sorry. January of 97. We got married in April of 98.
All right. Yeah, we were March of 97. I dragged my feet.
Well done.
You know, really, really hard.
I was a little older, though. I was at that time, I was like ready to get married. I'd been single for a while. I was in my mid-20s. She was too. She were both in her mid-20s. We're like, let's get married.
I was 21.
Yeah.
I didn't know if this was going to last.
It
just kept going and going and going.
All right, what is the good of the day?
Us! No, I'm just kidding. the good of the day is I'm going to give it to Rob Gronkowski today. He had two good takes that I totally stand behind. The first one was he was kind of making fun of the Patriot players for the way they celebrated after beating the Bills as if they had won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, because he used to beat the Bills on a consistent basis.
I mean, we know it's a different time, but still, you just beat a team. That's it.
Can I just say this, though? I understand that, and I get it. That's actually pretty cool, but that Patriot team was looking for a win, man.
They were.
They were really looking for it. And maybe were they celebrating for Bill Belichick, 300?
Maybe.
You know? But Belichick, Rob Gronkowski's point is we don't do this as Patriots.
Yeah, but Belichick didn't even celebrate Belichick.
Yeah, because he wouldn't.
300.
You know,
yeah.
I don't even care.
Should have had 300
Who's
three
counting?
Games ago.
Yeah. Tom Brady was here. We would have celebrated this 4 years ago.
Yeah. Should be at 400.
Instead.
But the other take that Gronkowski has, and he speaks for every man in America, there's too much Taylor Swift being shown.
There is way too much Taylor Swift.
Just too much.
I'm sorry. It's getting now at a point where everyone needs to calm it down. It's
yeah.
not good.
I mean, I understood that first night. When was what was that, Sunday Night Football? Was it a Sunday nighter? That first appearance, right?
I don't even remember now.
I understand that first night. But after that, it was like, okay, now we're overkill. And it was just this past weekend with Chiefs Chargers on CBS on a day game. It was like, oh, let's just check in with her. How's she? Is she enjoying herself?
It's silly. It's
now we're done.
To a point. And you know, I told you this earlier this week. There's going to be a moment where she's going to realize she's Taylor Swift. And Jackson Mahomes is not, right?
That's got to be.
You know what I mean? Like when she's in that, when she looks around and sees Brittany Mahomes and Jackson Mahomes and Donna Kelsey, she's gonna go, "I love them. I'm fine, but they're nice people."
Well, she'll probably be fine with Donna
Swift. Why am I here with this?
She'd be fine with Donna. Donna's
the mom.
Donna doesn't do anything. But
at the same time, she's probably like, "What am I? Where am I? Is this my life now?
Yeah.
Following this guy around, watching these football games?
Is this what I do? Is all I do now create a little dance with the other football player's wife?
Right. I mean, I've worked my tail off to write songs that girls like and make, you know, I've sold millions and millions and millions of albums. And now I'm just a cheerleading wag. Like, what am I doing?
I'm a clown.
Yeah.
I'm here
like
to
now,
amuse
now the camera,
you.
The cameras are on me because I'm cheering my boyfriend's touchdown. Like, that's what I've become. Sorry. I don't mean to be like.
No, but that's why I said I'm giving it to Gronk because, I mean, yeah, I haven't really heard too many, outside of Al Michaels, of all people, I haven't really heard too many people speak out and say, it's too much.
Right. No, I agree. And then I think people are, you know, wanting to sort of ride it a little bit. Look, you know what it is?
You want to be on Taylor's good side?
I'm going to give you another analogy. All right. You want to hear it? I love analogies.
Yes.
It's my thing. Remember when I told you the story about working in minor league basketball and we had Pokemon night?
Of course.
Remember that? It's one of my favorite stories. We had Pokemon night when I was with the Las Vegas Silver Bandits, in which we invested, the team bought a lot of these Pokemon card packs. And we had Pokemon night, come and get your Pokemon pack. And what happened was we were selling a lot of tickets, and there was a line out the door. And everyone thought this was going to be successful until a lot of people went in to get these Pokemon packs and then turned around and left. They weren't our audience. They weren't the people we wanted to come in and buy season tickets. And, hey, did you like it? Would you like to go to other games? Would you like to go to a thing with VIP thing with the players? Like, that wasn't our audience. It's the same thing here with the NFL. They saw this woman, this pop star, and they went, hey, we've got a lot of new fans. No, you don't. You have fans of her that are just doing whatever she's doing. The moment those two break up, that group is gone.
Yeah.
There's gone. No reason. There is absolutely no reason to keep the your regular NFL audience filling your filling the TV with her cheering constantly and riding that train for an audience that isn't going to be there in the end for you. I mean, they're just not.
And do you think it's a situation where let's just milk the money now?
Right. Well, what
type of thing?
Well, what money?
I know.
It's not extra income. It is the possibility that these Swifties will be like, you know what? I really want to know what a 3-4 defense is.
I came across a TikTok video, cute little girl, couldn't be more than 2 years old, right? And she's wearing a Chiefs getup. And the mom asks, "Who's like, who's your favorite? You know, it's like, what are you doing?" She's like, "I'm watching football. It's my favorite now."
Yeah,
and
right.
She's like, "Oh, who's your favorite team?" And the little girl goes, "The Taylor Swifts."
Right.
That's all you need to know.
So what it is like, again, they're not going to go to football 101. They're not going to understand a nickel defense. They're not interested in how the receivers do this or the quarterback does this. What they want is, show me Taylor Swift screaming, oh, because her boyfriend caught a touchdown. And because he's her boyfriend, I'm now interested in what he does. I don't even know what he does. I don't even know how this works, but I'll watch him. The NFL is hoping that they'll turn into football fans, but the moment if that ends, which it likely will, then they're gone. And what you've done is you've angered the people that have been with you the whole time by going, this pop star and her boyfriend are the bigger story than anything else going in the league. That's silly. That's silly business. It's riding the wave. I get it. All companies want to ride a wave. But you're doing it like we did, right? Like, we were giving away these stupid Pokemon cards to people who were collecting them and hoping that we had gotten them from the Pokemon people that were rare cards in these packs. Right. All of that stuff. Whoever the promotions department was, they were the ones that took care of this big deal. But they didn't turn into season ticket holders. They didn't turn into people that were coming back. Like I said, they were leaving. Like, it was the big joke in the office the next day. Like, people were heading out the door.
It was so funny to see that.
They bought a $10 ticket.
Look at all these people. And they're out the door.
They bought a $10 ticket to get the chance of getting, like, a rare card, and they didn't give it. It's like people who do this with bobbleheads. They go, I'll collect bobbleheads and leave.
Yep.
That's what Taylor Swift is. Taylor Swift is the,
bobblehead.
The audience that this new group wants, but they only want her. They're not interested in Burrow's calf injury. They're not interested in whether Tua Tagovailoa and the Dolphins can put up 500 yards against whoever. They're not interested in Dallas and Micah Parsons. They're not interested. They're like, what's the boyfriend? Is he score a touchdown now so I can see her dance? Is that, like, that's all they care about? And I agree completely with Gronkowski. So there's my little rant.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right, let's do the bad, and we'll probably have to follow up with the bad.
Well, you know,
I'm getting a word salad there.
How about this? I'm going to let you choose, all right? Do you want Russo or the Raiders?
I want Russo.
All right. So Chris Mad Dog Russo, one of the godfathers of our industry, is walking back his retirement.
Of course he is.
Talk. Because he had said early on the Diamondbacks didn't have a chance against the Phillies. He probably said that like game one. I think he said that prior to game one or prior to game two. And then, you know, definitely felt justified after saying it game two. When it got to game six, he said, this is, you know, basically what he said was, listen, if the Diamondbacks win game six, and if they go on to win game seven, I will retire.
Yeah. Well, can I comment on this?
Go for it.
Well, I'm asking you, can I? Because I have not yet walked from Nashville to Chicago.
That's true.
I owe this audience a walk from Nashville to Chicago because I forgot
about that.
I would walk from Nashville to Chicago if Tony La Russa was hired as a manager for the White Sox, and he did. They did hire Tony La Russa.
Yeah.
I remember at the time,
but
I said,
you never said you were going
ploy.
To retire.
I didn't say I was going to retire. That's a dumb thing to promise, man.
It is. So, I mean, yesterday he obviously was walking back his comments and, you know, letting everyone know he's not going to retire.
I never said that. I didn't say I was going to retire.
I didn't mean it that way.
I didn't mean like retire. I mean like retire from tennis or to retire from another hobby I had. Got this? By the way, I love Mad Dog. He's like an idol in the radio business.
Yes, this is one of the godfathers.
We will continue with the bad. We've got the dumb coming up. Bills talk with Matty Glab in Buffalo on tonight's game against the Buccaneers. And your tweets coming up as we continue.
This is Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, hit us up on Twitter at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. Hey, this is 1997. As we are Throwback Thursday, Marlins beating the Indians in the World Series Game 7. Extra innings, too. Huh? We're continuing with the good, the bad, and the dumb. So we just did...
the good and the bad.
Did the bad, did part of the bad, right?
No, we're good.
No, we're good. Okay, what's the dumb of the day?
This Michigan story.
This Michigan story is getting really, really weird.
It is.
We got Jerry Palm coming up in hour three. I want to ask him some more about this.
Yeah, so the latest, and this is why I put it in the dumb, because the latest is too head-scratching. It's getting more complicated as life goes on.
Yeah, it sure is.
So if you haven't heard, I'm only going to concentrate on two areas of this Michigan story. One's probably bigger than the other, but one of the rumors that has been going around other than the leaked travel records, Venmo payments, is that Michigan may have shared some of their stolen signs of SEC schools that they were going to play.
Right.
With other SEC schools.
Okay, now that is borderline
to hopefully derail that one SEC school's path to the college football playoff.
Okay, so if that's true, that changes my whole dynamic from yesterday.
Right. So
yesterday I said this was a nothing burger.
The schools aren't being named, but I mean, I'm going to assume it this way, right? I'm going to assume that, say, they shared signs with Florida.
Right.
And
hoping that they could beat
Georgia.
Whoever. Georgia, right.
Right. So that way it derails Georgia's path or makes it harder for them to get to the college playoff. I'm just assuming. I don't know if it's those two schools. It could be another. It could be like Vanderbilt or Tennessee. I don't know.
But now this implicates the SEC schools from accepting this sort of illegal information.
Yeah.
Right? Like, now all of a sudden this changes. Like, yesterday I went, hey, I don't think this is anything here. I said yesterday that in the end, if this is just about a staffer going to football games, right, because that's the penalty. The penalty is, and I was talking this yesterday. What the charge is not stealing signs. What the charge will be is that you cannot send staffers to opponents' away games as a breach of the 1994 rule that does not allow this as a cost-cutting measure. And I said, look, if the rule is just in place because some teams can afford it and other teams can't afford it, and there's no real larger protection here, meaning cheating, scandal, integrity of the game. If it's just Team A can do it, Team B can't do it, so we'd rather protect Team B and the competitive nature of the sport, so don't send your people to pre-scout games. Okay, but if that's the penalty, it doesn't warrant the level of scandalness that this thing has generated. It doesn't warrant them getting kicked out of the college football playoff. You want to reduce some scholarships. You want to, do some punishment, suspend the coach for a couple games, whatever, that's fine. But let's not go overboard here. This would be an entirely different thing.
Yeah.
This would be an entirely different thing if this was true. That you could take all of that and dump it. Like, you can take my whole monologue yesterday and throw it in the trash. My equation to the O.J. Simpson saga, you could throw that in the ocean if this is true. Because this would be horrible.
And if this is true, Tony is walking to Chicago.
That's right. If this is true, this is blatantly something to alter the integrity of what college football is. You can't give an opponent signs you stole so that they could beat an opponent that's bothering you in the rankings.
Yeah. Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean, that's, if this is
Michigan
true.
Michigan's sitting there is like, we should be number one. Why is Georgia still number one? We got to foil Georgia's plan.
I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt. Do we have sources on
that one is very, very gray. Now, the other part that I was going to bring up.
Okay.
Is a rumor as well, but I feel that is more valid than any of it. In that the fact is, this all these stories being leaked could be coming from the inside.
Oh, okay. So now there's turmoil within the
reason why I say I think there's more value in this is because. This may be coming from a University of Michigan alum who is also a super booster or whatever you want to call it, like one of the big booster guys, Jim Stapleton.
Okay.
So we have a name.
So this booster, this Michigan booster is doing this?
He is leaking the information. He is the whistleblower because he does not like Jim Harbaugh and wants to get him fired.
What? Why would you want to fire Jim Harbaugh?
I guess he hates him. I don't know.
So this is personal? Because Harbaugh is getting this team
personal,
to the playoff.
Right. It has to be personal at this point.
You didn't like how they lost to TCU, so you think another coach would be better.
Yeah.
So you think another coach could take the team a little higher. Like, that's a big if.
Right, I guess he's never liked Harbaugh. I'm reading this other part here that this Jim Stapleton guy was also apparently on the Minnesota Vikings board of directors and blackballed Harbaugh when he applied for that job.
Okay, so here's the other
thing. So it's personal with Harbaugh.
So you are this guy, if this is true, this guy is a terrible human being. This guy's going to wreck the reputation of the school he loves because he doesn't like the head coach. He's willing to knock them out of the playoff this year, be labeled cheaters, stain the program, might get a bowl ban for a couple of years if the first thing you mentioned is true, all because I don't like the guy. Like, that's what he's doing. Like, I'm gonna say I find it hard to believe because I've been around boosters. And they love the program more than they hate the coach.
Right.
Like, there's always going to be the school. Look, I may not like who the head coach is, but I'm not burying my school in a scandal because of it. Like, that's ridiculous. That's like murdering your spouse because she won't get a divorce or he won't get a divorce. Like, that's five steps way too much. A million steps way too much.
Like,
right?
This one author says, like, what if he's secretly with Ohio State and a spy
okay,
in the
wait
program?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
I think that's
Jim Stapleton?
No, I think he just threw it out there. Like,
well,
as
wait a minute. Hold on.
Funny.
But let's rewind that. Is he talking about Jim Stapleton?
You were saying, yeah, what if Jim
okay,
Stapleton?
Okay, now I know the story's false. Now
why?
I know this because if we don't know exactly who Jim Stapleton is,
oh no,
then
no,
it
no, no,
like
no.
If this guy is speculating,
no, he is a Michigan
seriously
booster.
He's with Ohio
no,
State.
No,
then who exactly is this person?
He wasn't speculating seriously. Why is it a quote? It was something that the guy who was writing the article said. Like, oh, what if all this time this is how Ohio State gets back at Michigan type of thing? Just like a one off type funny
okay,
thing.
Okay, I'm not.
It
okay,
has
so
nothing to do with
funny
the actual
thing, but it, the
it's
joke
not,
doesn't.
It's not the fact at all.
Okay. So the joke is not really based on any reality because
the
point is the guy's a Michigan guy.
He's a Michigan guy who's worked his way into the boosters in the Michigan.
Why would you
he's
even
also
put
on the
stupid line.
He's
in
also
there?
In the NCAA infractions committee, and for whatever reason, does not like Harbaugh.
Who is this person?
Jim Stapleton.
Heavily? No, I know. Who is this person that is heavily involved in the Vikings and the Fraction Committee and a major Michigan booster, and now being accused of setting the Michigan football program on fire. Like, who is this guy?
I don't know. He's going to become the most famous man or infamous man in Michigan pretty quickly.
But I'll tell you right now, if you didn't do this, you better be grabbing every single television camera in the world.
Right,
and you better say you better not.
Wouldn't you do damage control as quickly as possible?
Yeah, absolutely, if this wasn't you. I'd be in front and center going, I'm not trading in my Wolverines badge for this.
Yeah, he is a lawyer. That's all I know.
That's it?
That's it. I mean, but a huge Michigan booster, and he's worked.
Well, not apparently. Apparently not. Apparently not.
Apparently,
a huge
you're right.
Michigan booster that has a personal dislike for the head coach, that he's willing to take the school and bury it in the ground where no one is going to be able to dig it up for a while.
Yeah, and he's a member of the NCAA's Committee on Infractions.
Look, those guys that leaked the SMU stuff felt it forever back in the 80s. When that stuff started coming out about SMU and they finally got some people to talk, those people felt that forever. This guy wouldn't be allowed within 10, 20 miles of Ann Arbor if this was proven true, that he buried this program for personal dislike from Jim Harbaugh.
All right, this thing, we're going to have fun with Jerry Ball later. Apparently, he was also someone who was accused. It was like, I'm reading this right now. He was accused of sabotaging Rich Rodriguez.
Well, he doesn't like anybody that's the head coach at
Michigan. No, he's a Brady Hoke guy.
He's a who? Brady Hoke guy?
Was this a Hoke?
Yeah, a guy from San Diego?
Yeah.
That was the head coach there?
Yeah.
Jeez, this guy's terrible. If this is all true, who knows?
If this is all true.
If it's all true.